tough loss on the road. Not the way we want to start out our season. There's obviously, some things that we still got to work on, some things that we got to get better at. There were some good things that happened in the game, but we weren't consistent enough really in any phase of the football game to give us an opportunity to win the game. And that's where we got to get better as a football team. I got to do a better job as a head coach of getting us to be more consistent and being able to execute our jobs on a more consistent basis.
Carr had that one throw late to Jones. Any second thoughts about not trying more things downfield early on in the game?
No, listen, we had some shot plays dialed up, and they did a nice job of defending them. We couldn't get the ball down the field, so that's where we've got to. That's one of the things we got to work to improve on. When we get opportunities to take some shots down the field, we got to be able to get the ball down the field. We got to be able to, get open, protect, and get the ball down the field. So that was disappointing because I thought there were some plays to be had.
Defensively, it seemed like the receivers had 5 yards of running room on a lot of the passes that they caught. Was it just too much of a cushion, or
Well, really, there was a couple of drives. There was a couple of breakdowns, which cost us. And that's really what it boils down to. And so we've got to work to get those things corrected. And again, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, we just got to be more consistent in our execution.
How much of an impact did Geno Smith's mobility have? It seemed like he was able to at least.
Well, obviously, I think that was the biggest factor in the first half of the football game is he was able to keep some plays alive and create some things and get out of the pocket and convert some first downs. It allowed them to maintain possession of the ball a little bit longer in the first half than we would have liked. So that's something that, again, we knew that was something that he brought to the table, his ability to scramble, his ability to make plays with his feet. And we've got to be able to do a better job versus these mobile quarterbacks of keeping them in the pocket.
You run on them a little bit last year, and this year you've gotten bigger and more push, and you wanted to run the ball again, but very little going until.
No, I thought they won the line of scrimmage battle. And really, without watching the tape, I think they were able to win the line of scrimmage battle on both sides of the football. And that was an area that we wanted to improve on. That's still an area that we've got to get better at. I still feel like that we're going to be able to run the football. And we just got to be able to go out and execute it and do it better.
Since you guys had 4th and 14, and look like you're going to go for it, and then you got the penalty. Then you, what was the thinking there, and changing your mind and not going for it?
Well, I mean, I think, I can't remember what the time was, 4.5 minutes or roughly 4.5 minutes to go. You were kind of there on the fringe of, do you punt it and use your 2 timeouts and, try to save some time. And then when it went to 4th and 19, I believe it was, I decided to just go ahead and punt it and try to stop them and see if we could – go down and score, and I thought there was still enough time to get 2 possessions. Obviously we had to be able to get the onside kick to be able to do that, but we weren't able to get that onside kick there at the end.
Overall, your impressions of Derek in his debut?
I don't think the game was too big for him. Overall, I saw some positive signs, some things that he did well. I obviously saw some mistakes. But it's a great opportunity for him to learn. It's a great opportunity for him to grow from this. He faced one of the better defenses in the league today, and he'll learn from it, and he'll get better from it.
Did you sense nerves, or was he pretty calm before the game?
No, he was pretty calm. Yeah. He was pretty calm, and they threw a lot of different things at him, which we kind of expected that they would. I think overall as a team, we didn't make enough plays to give ourselves an opportunity to win the game.
To have this pretty one-sided statistical disparity and then to wind up almost being with a play to have a shot to win the game, does that say anything at all?
Well, I mean, I, you know, We had a chance, but we didn't make enough plays to win the football game. And that's really what it all boils down to. It's not about any type of moral victories or anything like that. We need to take advantage of opportunities when we get them, and we need to win some football games.
What was your impression of Khalil Mack?
A little bit like Derek. I mean, I thought there were some ups and downs. I thought he did some good things where he was able to get a little bit of pressure. I think he was one of the guys that missed the tackle on the long run. So, I mean, there were some positives, but there's also some things that he needs to work on. So we'll go back and take a look at the tape. We'll see where we need to improve and what things we need to work on, and we'll get better from it.
Anybody not finish the game besides Tywan?
Tywan Jones is the only one that didn't finish the game.
You mentioned both lines of scrimmages. You kind of lost both ends. That surprised you, disappoint you after everything that was said in the preseason and in training camp? Or?
Well, it's disappointing, you know, because you want to – I mean, I think it all starts up front. You want to win the line of scrimmage. But, you know, again, we'll go back. We'll look at the tape. We'll see exactly what happened, where breakdowns occurred, and we'll work to get better from it.